Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. And welcome for those who are on Facebook. Yesterday started out pretty rough, but today's going to be great. Well, yesterday turned out great, too. It just started out a little rough. We're going to talk about life today. Life is precious. Life is a gift. Even under the most difficult situations and circumstances, life should be protected. Those who value life, they love liberty. Those who care not about liberty view life with little to no regard. Abortion is not a contraceptive. I'm just going to tell you the way I see it. Abortion is not a life-saving procedure. Abortion is a risky procedure, a risky medical procedure that ends a life and jeopardizes another. The latest reality, which has always been the goal, to murder a born baby, has awakened many Americans who had previously been tolerant of the first-term abortions. But there is no risk to the mother's life after the child has left her womb. The baby is now a separate human being. It was before, but hear me out. The umbilical cord has been cut, and the baby and mom are now two, not one. In this analysis, you can reason without a doubt that this human being has a right to live, a right to life. The abortion industry is now in panic mode. While we might think this is a good thing, they are barring no doors and pulling out all pretenses at this time. Listen to the title of the articles that I went through this morning. Women can only be equal to men if they can abort their babies. 22 states sue to stop President Donald Trump from defunding Planned Parenthood abortion biz. Key word there that they use biz in that title. Governor John Hickenlooper will run for president against Trump. He supports abortion up to birth. Are you listening, Colorado? 30,000 doctors say abortion is never medically necessary to save a mother's life, speaking of a late-term abortion. In fact, it's more risky. A voter asks Elizabeth Warren, how come babies that survive abortions can't have health care? Ben Carson slams abortion up to birth. And some people say it's okay to murder, he said. And he has some great things to say about the life in the womb. Democrats have blocked bills to stop infanticide 12 times, but we won't stop fighting for babies. And I added this, never give up for the sake of the babies and the mothers who are being used and deceived. Now, here's an example of the desperation. Planned Parenthood, and now they have brought out a paid-for-the-election official, a California bill, would put Planned Parenthood's phone number on every student's school ID. And this includes private Christian schools. The battle is real, and it's becoming more visceral every day as more and more people now realize that the goal all along was to end life and make a profit. Saving babies is not an option, it's a must. We the people cannot allow this to continue. But again, it's also our youth, our young mothers, or our not-so-young mothers, who are the victims of an evil industry. Let me say this. Planned Parenthood believes wholeheartedly in capitalism. They are making money, and they could care less about the effects on the mothers who walk away with empty wombs and empty arms. But they care a great deal about that so-called glob of tissue, the human baby, that they are going to sell for profit. There are a few organizations that educate we the people and are doing all that they can to rescue the mothers and save the babies. Vitae Foundation is one of the largest and best organizations and just happens to be located right here in the state of Missouri. Led by love and compassion for life, all life, the mothers and the babies, they are rescuing and saving lives every day. My guest today is Stacy Cromer. She's a good friend. We go way back, and she's also the Senior Market Director for Vitae. We're going to discuss how you can help Vitae continue to rescue and save lives and what Vitae does to reach out to those mothers, our mothers, to help them, to encourage them, and to rescue them from the lie of choice, because Planned Parenthood offers no choice but death. Vitae extends an arm for life and for hope. The face on the mothers that you see, the look on their face when they've been rescued and they're holding that baby is just amazing. So, Stacy, we welcome you back to CSC Talk Radio. It's been a while. How are you doing?
Yes. Good morning. I am great. And, yes, we do go back a number of years. I have to say that for sure it will be 20 years in June, because that is when you sang at mine and my husband's wedding.
I
so
did.
It's at least 20, so more than that.
Well, 20's enough.
20's enough. But we both just still look so young. That's
yes, we do. I don't
weird.
Know what happens to everyone else that they keep
aging. I know.
Oh, I used to say I buy my makeup by the 5-gallon bucket, but I wish that was true. But anyway,
well, your opening comments were very, and I listened very attentively, and you're right. I mean, it's a battleground. It really is, and I know that you had the opportunity to come to our Columbia event last year with yeah. Tucker Carlson, and what a character he is. But more than that,
I love him.
What conviction! And I just wanted to start out with this. This was a quote of something he said, and I think it bears repeating.
Okay.
He said, "We're given the gift of speech because God intended us to influence one another. I'm surprised at how little effort people put into it on a daily basis."
Mm.
It's not about winning the argument. It's about getting people to pause long enough to hear the voice that is already speaking in their own heads and to consider things that they haven't considered before. This subject, above all others, that works. And he's right. Sometimes, you know, you can't. You tell your kids to do. You tell your teenager to do something, and they're likely to do the opposite. If you have a conversation with them and, you know, work something out, come to a compromise, that is a better way of getting a positive result. I'm not implying that I want anyone to compromise on this issue. I just think that there is so much hatred and so much divisiveness that it's hard for people to hear through all that clutter.
You know, I had Abby Johnson on a few weeks ago. Are you familiar with her story?
Of course, yes.
And I figured you probably had her speaking at some of your banquets. And I had not heard her speak yet, but I had her on. And then I saw her on Laura Ingraham a week ago. And, of course, the movie is coming out, Unplanned. And here she was. Now, we talk about the hate. We cannot hate. Here she was, a part of that industry. And she had, of course, the word of the year seems to be woke. So she had her woke moment. And we all get to that moment where all of a sudden we wake up. And I think, as ugly as it is, what they have been saying about infanticide, I believe that that is waking people up to what the truth is about abortion. And in that respect, it's going to be a good thing to save lives. And so when we come back, I hear the music, we're going into a break. We want to talk about how Vitae does save lives and some of the events that are coming up that people have an opportunity to attend, which is always fun and good food, as well as give to a great cause, and that's to life. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting with Stacy Cromer of the Vitae Foundation. 877-895-5410 is the number to call, and we will be right back. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, home on the range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the range. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home. Have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. You know, Stacey, I'm gonna talk about one of the things that I hear at every Vitae banquet that I go to, and that's how good you are at marketing. And when I read this article this morning about the California bill that would put Planned Parenthood's phone number on every student's school ID, I thought about marketing. That's exactly what they're doing, is targeting these kids, these young people. And they're doing it because this California State Assembly received a reward from Planned Parenthood. So they're trying to give it a little payback. And so, you know, it's all about the money and the votes. And it's, you know, they're targeting these young people. They're making it a law so that it has to even go to the private schools, the Christian schools. And, of course, they're going to fight it. But I thought of Vitae immediately, of how you've had to learn how to market. You're just not a foundation that says, oh, give us money and we'll help somebody. You're looking for these mothers and trying to help them where they are. I wanted you to talk about that a little bit to my listeners.
Yes, and the marketing aspect of it is critical. You mentioned in the – before we started talking, you mentioned how Planned Parenthood – abortion doctors, it's an industry. It is a business. And they have to turn a profit. I mean, there's no doubt about that. And the way things are going now, if we can get some more laws in place and help defund Planned Parenthood some, that's going to help. But yes, when you have when you have brand recognition, which is what Planned Parenthood has, it is a nearly impenetrable brand. And that was something that we learned through a right brain research project we did a couple of years ago. We wanted to examine how women view Planned Parenthood, what their experience, these were women who actually had gone to a Planned Parenthood facility, and what their experience was like, what they liked and disliked, and you know, why did they go there? These questions were so critical for us because, again, we were able to learn that it, rather than trying to go up against this behemoth brand, Planned Parenthood, it's better for us to market and brand the pregnancy centers.
Yes.
Because the more that women know, pregnancy centers are typically right there in their neighborhood. And if that's uncomfortable for them, if they, you know, there's one 30 miles away, they'll go to that facility. But again, it is simply letting people make informed decisions, giving them options, giving them choices, and trying to, you know, steer that ship. One thing about that we're seeing on the horizon, of course, as it pertains to the communication industry with regard to mobile advertising, which is primarily what we do to reach these women, a woman's going to search Google, primarily Google, but she's going to Google and search for an abortion. It's no different than for her searching for, you know, a new prom dress or, you know, some whatever it is a consumer decision. And so we meet her on the internet exactly where she is. And last year, I'm just thrilled to say that last year, Vitae connected over 55,000 women with local pregnancy help centers. Now, that word connected is critical because it means that not only did that woman see our ad, but she took action. She actually filled out an online form to either ask for an appointment, ask for more information, or she called directly from her phone. That is how we work, and that is what is helping us reach women and save lives.
That is just awesome, and I know that you guys do that and stay on top of what's changing. You know, that social media is changing rapidly and just growing rapidly, and it's, you know, I think it's just amazing that you've got that tool, and that's where the young people are. That's where these girls are, so we need to reach out to them, and I thank you for that. You've got some events coming up. That's what we're here to talk about as well. I do want to talk about what Vitae does. But you have an event coming up on April 2nd, and I will be there, and that's with Monica Crowley. Love Monica.
She is a delightful person. She really is. And, you know, sometimes you see a person, or just like yourself, everybody knows that Beth Ann is who Beth Ann is on the radio. You know, I mean, you're genuine. Excuse me, you're genuine. And I feel the same way about Monica. You know, just even behind the scenes, she is just extremely gracious, and just loves what Vitae does and wants to do as many events for us as she possibly can. So that's very, very exciting. And I am interested. I've heard bits and pieces of how she kind of came to the pro-life attitude, and I'm interested in hearing that in person because not everyone, you know, just kind of picks up their for lack of a better term, their sword and becomes a warrior in this cause. You know, there are different ways to go about it, but I'm interested to hear her thoughts, and I know a little bit about it, so I think it'd be great. It's going to be great to hear her speak about that.
You know, we've heard that at some of the banquets where other women in particular came to their awakening until, you know, they did some research and they studied. And they realized, no, it's not just tissue. It's a life from the beginning. And had their minds changed once they looked into it. And, you know, I gave my listeners a little talk yesterday about don't believe what you're told. Do a little research. Look it up. Don't just, you know, it's easy to let somebody else do all the work and just listen to them and buy that story. But, you know, don't do that anymore, because we've been deceived so many times. And like you said, Planned Parenthood is an industry, you know, the Democrats scream against capitalism all the time, but they're protecting this one. And that's what it is. It's all about capitalism.
Yeah, that's right. And I tell you, something that's available to women that absolutely frightens me is to be able to go online and get yourself an abortion kit. You can search, you know, at-home abortion, and it'll bring up different websites where you can do an at-home abortion with hormone pills. I mean, it's chemical abortion, of course. But they stress how safe it is. Now, aside the fact that I would never abort a child, there's no procedure that I can think of that I would want to do at home by myself without a doctor or nurse. I mean, this frightens me. And one of the websites, it's from the UK, but the picture at the top of the website shows a woman who is like visibly pregnant. I mean, it would be a late term abortion. And that's where, you know, I'm just at a loss for words, because it's just
frightening. I didn't know that existed.
Yes. Online abortion is a real thing, and it's a way for women to take your pills. You take one, really, I can't ever pronounce it correctly, mifepristone, and then you follow up with some other hormones, and yes, then that will cause the abortion. And that's for if you're less than 10 weeks pregnant. But if
basically,
you're 10
you're
weeks
going
pregnant,
into premature labor.
Right.
So you're going
you're
to
still
give
pregnant.
You're going to give birth to a stillborn, maybe, and you're going to lose a lot of blood. You've got to lose the placenta. All of this has to take place. You know, Stacey, this just enrages me, because here they claimed when they started with this abortion, oh, we've got to get these women. They're going to be in the back alleys with the coat hangers and all this. And now they're saying, here, take this pill at home and clean your system out.
Yeah. And it's safe. It's safe. And the other thing, that there's a campaign that happened in Dallas, which is a market where Vitae has a strong foothold. And I work in that market very frequently. And they had a billboard campaign, hashtag trust black women. But it talked about how abortion is self-care. It is self-care. Black women take care of their families by taking care of themselves. And black women, African-American women, are targeted by Planned Parenthood.
That always has been.
Yes, always has. I mean, one in three abortions is performed on an African-American woman.
It's just unreal. I did not know this existed. Thank you for letting me know.
Yeah.
We're going to have to look that up. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. Vitae is about being positive, about compassion, about love for these mothers and these babies. And we're going to talk about that when we come back. We didn't get into Monica Crowley. She's going to be there in Jeff City on April the 2nd, and we'll get into detail on that when we come back. 877-895-5410. And then they also have Trey Gowdy coming later on in April. 877-895-5410, and we will be right back.
Beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for companies that stay with us through thick and thin and pain. Join us as we celebrate the companies who support this nation, support CSC Talk Radio. Our All American Market page hosts companies who are now affiliates and sponsors of CSC Talk Radio. My Pillow, McCall's Candles, Liberty Tabletop, and there's more to come. Whether you contact them via website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BETHANN. These companies have endured the economic storms of bad trade policies and U.S. regulations, and they have earned your business. They take pride in their products. So visit the new webpage, csctalkradio.com, and click on the All American Market button. That's csctalkradio.com, All American Market button. And always use the promo code BethAnn.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business. Grow common sense. And together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to Beth at csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforcing courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power. I injured my neck in the late 1980s. My life changed with the pain and the spasms. Other than that, I was perfectly healthy, but pain kept me from resting. One doctor recommended an expensive pillow. It was cylinder-shaped. He told me I'd have to take the stuffing out because I was too small for it. I tried that pillow, and it didn't work. Through the years, I tried other pillows, and they might work for a short time, and I ended up pitching them out of bed. In December, my husband bought a MyPillow for me. I was skeptical for obvious reasons. I'm still using the MyPillow. It's a record, and I'm sleeping better and waking up feeling better. It didn't heal the neck from the injury, but it calmed the spasms. I personally endorse MyPillow, but don't buy it off the rack. Call them at 1-800-978-6168 or visit their website, MyPillow.com. They have a different feel consistency to fit your sleep style, belly, back, or side. MyPillow is a sponsor of CSC Talk Radio, but you have to use the promo code BethAnn. With a 60-day guarantee, there's nothing to lose. MyPillow.com. Promo code BethAnn.
We have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. Stacy, if you give me just a minute, I have to make a little plug and a little plea to my listeners. And this is for you too, Stacy. CSC Talk Radio has entered into a grant contest with FedEx. And it's for small businesses. And we have to get voters. We have to get people to vote. So if you go to my website, which is just csctalkradio.com, there is a link there to the FedEx contest, and you can just click on that and vote for us. You can vote every day, every 24 hours, once a day, up to April the 1st. There are three categories of winners. One wins $15,000, the next one is $30,000, and the next one is $50,000. And so we are in great need of new broadcasting equipment, and that ain't cheap. You know that, Stacy. And so we've been going on used equipment for a long time, and not only is it getting worn out, but technology has advanced to where ISDN lines, and I'm sure you were familiar from that, because she and I used to work at Learfield Communications, so I know she's familiar with a lot of that, even though she was in the sales department. And so the ISDN lines are going to be they're going to be discontinued with the phone companies in probably just the next year or two. So it is imperative that we replace this equipment, and our computers are giving us a lot of problems too. And so we need some upgrading and some new equipment here in the office. So if you'll just go vote for CSE Talk Radio, I've made it real simple. I say I have. Somebody else did it for me. They put the link on my website, and you can just click on that link and go straight to FedEx and vote for CSE Talk Radio once a day, every day, until April 1st. So there's my plea. I'm going to let you have it now.
Oh, my gosh. Well, as you said, we want to talk a little bit about Monica Crowley.
Absolutely.
And who she is. And I hope your listeners are familiar with her. She is a former commentator on Fox News. Lovely, beautiful woman. Mm-hmm. And the life issue, she says, pardon me, is the issue around which everything else falls. And I think that that's absolutely accurate.
Exactly.
If we do not honor and respect life, then everything else is really going to fall apart. She admitted that she was far too slow in coming to her pro-life beliefs, but she is now just a great model of a person who can take a story, an example, and make a very great pitch, if you will. Pardon me. And it's a story that I want people to hear. She also pointed out, when she spoke for us in Seattle in December, and she pointed out, you know, there are laws that protect fish eggs and turtles and, you know, other such species, but the human life, it's not protected.
No.
And that is just, that's backwards in my estimation.
It is, absolutely.
But we are making some efforts going in the right direction. I know a lot of people are wondering, you know, hey, with Kavanaugh on the Supreme Court now, is Roe v. Wade going to be overturned? First of all, we don't really know for sure. Kavanaugh is a conservative, but we don't know for sure which way he would fall when something of that nature is in front of him. But we are preparing for that time. So that if Roe v. Wade is overturned, we are ready and prepared to speak to women and give them the right direction in light of something of that
nature. Because you do assist them, don't you? Well, there's a reason that the Founding Fathers said life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, property, and prosperity. There's a reason it was in that order. Life was first. Without life, the rest of it doesn't matter.
Right. And, you know, this is something that you're not going to believe this, but it's true. We had a woman who she had clicked on an ad, was seeking an abortion, and she said, my husband and I have three children. We're just done having kids. Hmm. Now, I know you've got five children and several grandchildren. I can't imagine... You know, I can't reconcile that in my mind.
You know, I went through, I'm going to tell my little story, when I was expecting the fifth time, and I thought I was done. And I was really concerned about it, and I wasn't thinking of an abortion, but I was really concerned and kind of, you know, feeling sorry for little Beth. And I went to the doctor's office as I'm waiting in there to see the doctor and find out what's wrong. Actually, this was after number five. This was, I thought I was pregnant a sixth time, which would be seven because I did miscarry earlier in life. And I'm sitting there and I'm looking at these pregnant mothers and I'm looking at these new mothers with their babies. And I'm thinking to myself, how can anyone not want that life in their arms? And so it changed my attitude. I wasn't pregnant, but it really did change my attitude at that very moment in life. So go ahead and tell your story.
Well, that's, you know, here's something that I think about too. We talk about life, our own lives, mm-hmm. and how different experiences have affected us. And one very recent experience for me is that my mom passed away. It'll be a year ago on St. Patrick's Day.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when we all know that at some point we will likely bury our parents and grandparents, and we never long for that day, though it is a great personal journey for them to eternal life. It's, you know, we're the ones here to miss them. But whenever I have a situation now in my life, I'm sick or what have you, who do you want? You want your mom. That bond is always there. And I saw a documentary recently. It was like a 2020 edition or something. And it was, unfortunately, it was one of those mass shooting type things. And these 21 people who were in a Trader Joe's in Los Angeles were trapped in a back room. And everyone got out their phone. And the person that they were calling, the person they were contacting was their mom. They were contacting their mom. And that's why mothers are so special and so important. And I believe that these women who abort these babies, I know of personal stories of women who say, I hope that my baby will love me in heaven.
Mm.
So they carry, there is a burden there. There is a guilt there. And I'm just sharing that because I just feel it in my heart. I know, you know, how I have personally been affected. Though I don't have children of my own, I have two wonderful stepchildren and a lovely family. I'm so blessed.
You are. You do have a beautiful family. Well, now, I interrupted you, and I apologize for that. But it just brought back to how I know how women feel sometimes with an unplanned pregnancy. And so the mother that was contacting that had three children and said they were done, tell me the rest of that story.
Well, that was an online inquiry, and they were directed to a local pregnancy center. I have to say that I don't have the rest of the story in this case. I apologize. I probably shouldn't have brought that up.
No, that's okay.
But it's quite true. And we see this pregnancy centers around the country that we work with, they're seeing that more and more, that people who are a little bit older in life, and they feel that they're established, they're like, well, you know, for financial reasons or, you know, no, it was a mistake. We thought we were done. You know, we can just abort it.
Well, but it's good that you brought that up, because it is a financial and an economic situation as well. So when this country is not doing well economically, the families are not doing well. And we've been brought to this social status where we're told you should only have one child or two children. And you know, they had three, and I can understand, you know, when I was in that situation and ended up I was not pregnant. But when I was in that situation, you know, Stacey, I just lost my home in a fire. I had just given birth to a fifth child. I was overwhelmed. But when I sat there and I looked at these babies and these mothers, I thought, how can you? How can you not see this as a blessing? And maybe the Lord just brought me to that just to wake me up a little bit and stop feeling sorry for myself. But sometimes, you know, these mothers go through so many things. And we talk about the young mothers and the teenagers, but it's not just that. And they're feeling desperate, and we need to be there, hold their hand. We're going into a break. When we come back, we're going to talk more about the events that are coming up on April 2nd and April 27th. And Stacy and Bethann will be right back. Invest in a good night's sleep for you and your family. Families need to save money and be practical. A good night's sleep is first in helping you and your loved ones build your immune systems and strengthen your brain to be alert during your day. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the 4-pack special. Enter promo code Bethann. You'll receive 2 MyPillow premium pillows as well as 2 Go Anywhere pillows for half off. Or call 1-800-978-6168. Be sure to use the promo code Bethann. Your family, your friends, our nation is worth the investment of a good night's sleep. Machine washable, 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. MyPillow made for you. Bring America home with a good night's sleep. MyPillow made in the USA. MyPillow.com, promo code Bethann. Bring America home with a good night's sleep. MyPillow, made in the USA. When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's a great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home. You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy, as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We've been visiting with Stacy Cromer of Vitae Foundation. You can go to their website. It's vitaefoundation.org, is it not? Am I correct on that?
It is. And you may also go to adsforlife.org, and that's ads, A-D-S, for F-O-R, life.org.
Okay.
Another option.
Okay. And Stacy Crowley is, Monica Crowley, not Stacy. Stacy will be there as well, Stacy Cromer. But Monica Crowley will be in Jefferson City on Tuesday, April the 2nd. And I'm looking forward to that. I plan to be there. Thank you for sending me a couple of tickets to that.
Oh, you can have a whole table, Beth.
Okay.
I want to take care of you.
All right. I thought you were maybe sold out, so I wasn't sure. We'll see what we can do about that then.
Okie doke.
And that will be at the Capitol Plaza Hotel, which is on McCarty Street. It's not hard to find there in Jefferson City. Monica is a regular. She has her own show on, it's the Monica Crowley Show on Fox, And you can watch her there. And she is just a sweet, sweet lady. I've not met her, but I can tell. Sometimes you can just tell. She is who she is. She's very real, very, very genuine. And she is a fighter for life. And she's going to be in Jefferson City at the Vitae Banquet. And this is also a fundraiser. We're not going to beat around the bush on that. That's what it's about. We have to have money to save these lives and to help these women through these times. And, you know, that's one of the things that makes me so angry with the other side, is that they make these women feel desperate. They know these women feel desperate, and they take advantage of that instead of helping them and holding their hand through these times in their lives, regardless of what the circumstances or situation is. And, you know, there's always a choice, and they don't want you to believe that there's a choice.
Right.
So that's coming up, and I'm really excited about that.
Good, good. I'm anxious for you to be there and here and meet Monica. Did you know, by the way, that she is that Alan Combs, the very liberal political commentator, is her brother-in-law, or was her brother-in-law?
No, I didn't.
I can only imagine what Thanksgiving and Christmas was like.
Yeah, what if she's a sister like I am? She can't keep quiet sometimes.
Well, I do want to encourage everyone who's interested in coming. We have a luncheon, and we keep it at an hour and a half. It's from 12 to 1:30. A lot of people like to take advantage of that. It's $50 to attend, and that includes a donation. So you're paying $50, but it also includes a $25 donation toward the organization. So that's a good thing. And then the dinner is $100 per person. I wish we could offer the dinner at $50, but we would be sold out, because we will be sold out. But it is $100 a person, and you're making a $75 charitable contribution to Vitae. So it's a good way to hear a wonderful message from someone like Monica, to learn more about this organization. The headquarters is right here in Jefferson City, Missouri. We're a national organization. You can learn more about what we do, and I would just love for everyone to come. The dinner begins at 6:30.
Dinner's at 6:30. Yeah, I will be there. And we'll see if we can get a table filled. I was under the impression you were about sold out on that. I know you're sold out on Trey Gowdy. I was kind of upset about that one.
Well, you and several other people, I tell you what, it took off like wildfire. And we're grateful because
they're both dynamic. They both are great speakers. They're both dynamic.
Yes, and that's why we bring speakers of that caliber, is because people are you know, intrigued by them. They want to hear them, and they want to learn about Vitae. And what better way to attract them than through this vehicle?
Okay, let me add this. However, even though the dinner is sold out, they have an exclusive theater seating that he is going to come and meet with you personally, and that is a little extra. But remember that you're giving to life. You're giving to this foundation to help life. So I'm going to let you tell about that just a little.
Sure. Sure. Okay. So the theater style seating is in a room adjacent to or near the main ballroom at Stony Creek Inn in Columbia. And you will pay $50, and that includes coffee and dessert and a charitable contribution. So you're making a donation. It's theater style seating. And we've done this before in Jefferson City. We've had to do this a number of times, actually, because of sold-out situations. So what will happen is, when the dinner is going on, Trey and I will come into this room. And so think about this. You're in a room of 100 people as compared to the main ballroom where there's 400 people. So you're going to see him pretty up close and personal. And he'll make a few remarks that people in the main ballroom won't be privy to.
So Trey doesn't get to eat then, huh?
Well, you know, a lot of times speakers don't. Of course,
I know when I'm speaking, I prefer not to eat. Speaking or singing, I really prefer not to eat.
Yeah, but he will make a small presentation to that crowd, and then everything that's happening in the main ballroom is going to be simulcast on a big screen in that other room. And honestly, I've had four people already tell me, well, I actually prefer that.
I was going to say, I bet a lot of people do prefer that.
Yeah, because it's, you know, you're not as rushed to get there, and just, you know, it's so I do feel very strongly that these 100 seats that we have for Trey Gowdy, and some of them have already been committed, but I do believe that's going to sell out, and that's not just a tactic to get people to go to our website and register. It's the truth.
Well, a lot of people, you know, are, you know, on special diets, and they don't necessarily want to go to the banquet and eat, but they do want to attend, and they do want to help Vitae.
Right.
And so this is a great way to do this, and to meet Trey Gowdy and shake his hand, maybe shake his hand. I don't know if you'll be able to or not, but later you can.
Yeah. And actually, I had a lovely, lovely person who has volunteered to give up her table. She paid for it back in January. Mm-hmm. Nonetheless, there are a few seats for donors who will contribute $2,500 or more. I know that's a big chunk of money, but that's where sponsorships begin for the opportunity to go to a private reception and meet Trey Gowdy, have your picture taken, and then I will get it autographed and returned to you.
That is awesome. That is awesome. Now, we're just about out of time. We need to have you back. Because we just never get it all covered. You also, Vitae also puts out a newsletter. I wanted you real quickly, because we are almost out of time, to tell about that, too. Because education is so important. Keeping
it is.
Informed.
Education is part of what we do. Education and inform the general public to encourage a culture of life. Our newsletter is very well written. It includes a letter from our president, talks about our goals, and shares stories of lives saved.
Absolutely. Go to the website. It's vitaefoundation.org or adsforlife.org. Either one of those will get you there. Stacey, thank you. I will definitely see you on April 2nd, and we're going to have to think about April 30th with Trey Gowdy, see what I can come up with. I appreciate
Great.
It so much.
Great. All thank you so much, Bethany.
Yeah, good to see you again.
You bet.
You've been listening to CSC Talk Radio. We are the radio of the forgotten voice, and there is a voice that's not being heard, and that's the voice of these babies that are having their life taken away from them. It's time for America to stand up, stand for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and bring America home.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists, yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7, or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20, or a wristband for $5, with two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
Roger Simmermaker has compiled a wonderful book, My Company, Tis of Thee, listing 50 Patriot American companies for your convenience as a consumer. Part of bringing America home is supporting America by supporting American companies who have stayed steadfast and loyal to keeping their companies here and keeping Americans employed. Purchase your book today. My Company, Tis of Thee is a valuable tool. Only $15.95 will bring you to the resources of 50 patriotic American companies. 50 companies that every consumer should know about. Get your copy of My Company, Tis of Thee today. Send $15.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or you can order online at csctalkradio.com. Reward these American patriotic companies with your business. My Company, Tis of Thee, just $15.95, so order today. At CSC Talk Radio, we salute these patriotic companies.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166, or send email to Beth at csctalkradio.com.